This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Everyone, we are back again for another episode of Trivia for Kids, the podcast. This is episode 104, and my name, as always, is Casey.
And mine's Ren.
Ren, this is your first time making the video. What do you think so far? Well, we literally just started, so.
So far, we have done nothing.
What a weird question to ask 15 seconds in. How do you like it so far? I love it. This is the greatest thing I've ever done in my entire life. That's what I expected you to say. Sorry. So, Ren, did you have a nice weekend? We were busy again. You're officially done with volleyball. Are you happy or sad?
I'm a little bit in the middle because I'm happy that I don't have to, like, use more of my weekend time and Monday time. But I'm sad because I like volleyball.
So you're ready to have your weekends back because you always have to always play tournaments on Saturdays. So every Saturday we're playing volleyball. So you're excited to just get back to regular Saturday, you know, leisure time, if you will.
Yeah.
And you got to do something fun last night. You got to spend the night at a friend's house. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, when I was a kid, I always was really excited about sleepovers and I thought they were going to be so awesome. And then I was at the other person's house and it was bedtime. And it was time to go to sleep. And I was just always kind of like, I wish I was home with my parents in my bed. How did you do?
I was a little bit in the middle. Like before I couldn't fall asleep for like 2 minutes. And I was like,
2 minutes? Oh man, that wasn't much time.
Yeah. Before I didn't fall asleep for like 2 minutes, I was just like sitting there like, this might be better at home, but I still love sleepovers because you could hang out with your friends.
Well, that's good. And it's nice that you have a good friend that you want to spend that much time with. So that's a blessing too.
Yep.
All right. Are you ready for some jokes? We've got four of them today. Yeah. So saddle up, four jokes. The first joke comes from listener Milo. Thank you, Milo. Where do pencils live?
I'm so sorry. I know this one. Pennsylvania.
They live in Pennsylvania, obviously. Where do pens live? Do they live in Pennsylvania too? Pennsylvania? Probably.
Utensils live in Pennsylvania.
All writing utensils live in Pennsylvania. Utensils and Pennsylvania kind of rhyme. Question two comes from listener Owen. Thank you, Owen. Why was Luke Skywalker carrying an umbrella? Because he was fighting stormtroopers. Right? You need an umbrella in case there's a storm trooper.
Yeah, I like that.
Question number three. This is a joke. Joke number three comes from Nico and Luca. Thank you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
You don't have to cry about it. It's just a joke. That is such a classic joke, but I like how they added at the end. It's just a joke. Too funny. And our last joke comes from listener Reagan. Reagan is a Patreon subscriber. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support, Reagan.
Thank you, Reagan.
What did the cowboy say to the pencil?
I have no idea.
Draw, partner. You know how cowboys draw. That's a great joke. So Reagan's mom wanted me to kind of explain Patreon a little bit because she was surprised at how easy it was. And it's not a big commitment. It's not a big expense. So when we say subscribe to Patreon, it can be as little as like $5 as a subscription to join for a birthday shout out or a joke. And Patreon subscribers always get top of the list for your ideas and your categories and things. So just another perk of Patreon. So just throwing that out there. You can join in the link in our show notes. So without further ado, episode 104 of Trivia for Kids starts now.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started.
Round number one, the category is birds. Question one, what does a swiftlet bird make that people eat in certain countries? Question two, how many species of penguin live at the North Pole? Question three, what do ostriches swallow to help them digest food? Question four, a cygnet is the name of a baby what? Question five, what type of bird is the fastest runner on land? Question six, which bird is often considered a symbol of peace? Question seven, what is the name of the colorful exotic bird who befriends Carl and Russell in the movie Up? And now the answers to round number one. Question one, what does a swiftlet bird make that some people eat in certain countries?
Scrambled eggs? I don't know.
Scrambled eggs, that's not a bad guess. A nest. A swiftlet builds nests almost exclusively from their hardened saliva or spit. In China, the saliva nests are used to make bird's nest soup and are one of the most expensive foods in the world, despite having little flavor and no real nutritional value. Based on this face that you're currently making, when I ask you this question, I feel like I already know the answer. Would you eat bird's nest soup?
No.
I would try it. Why not? I mean, if it costs that much money, there's got to be something to it. There's got to be some reason people eat it, right? I'd try it. Why not?
Probably just because there's only so many of those birds or something.
I think it costs so much because the labor that it takes to get the nests, like somebody has to go collect all these nests to make the soup. So just to pay for the people to get the nests to put into the soup to serve the people, that's a lot of stuff. So I think that's why they're kind of expensive. Question two, how many species of penguins live at the North Pole?
25.
The answer is zero. You can find plenty of penguins in Antarctica, which is the South Pole, but there are no penguins living at the North Pole or any other part of the Arctic. In fact, the birds almost live exclusively in the Southern Hemisphere, so Santa has no penguins.
So it was a trick question?
No, it wasn't a trick. There's no species of penguins there.
So that kind of is.
If it would have been like, how many species of penguins live in Iowa? The answer is still zero. That's not a trick.
North Pole is.
I understand. Question three, what do ostriches swallow to help them digest food?
Is it something weird?
Well, it's not a food item.
Rocks.
Yes, rocks or stones. Since ostriches don't have teeth, they swallow small stones and pebbles, which help grind their food when it reaches the gizzard or their second stomach. The gizzard contracts and grinds the stones against each other and against the food that the bird has swallowed. So if you think about a stomach and it has food in it, and then they eat these rocks, and then it like moves the rocks around. Like if you put rocks and food in a dryer, it would break them all up, right? So the rocks help break up the food in the stomach. So there you go.
I did not think I would get that right.
That was a good guess then. Question four, a cygnet is the name of a baby what?
I don't know.
A cygnet is a baby swan.
Ooh.
Yeah, cygnet is spelled C-Y-G-N-E-T. That's interesting. Question five, what type of bird is the fastest runner on land?
An ostrich.
It is an ostrich. When I first wrote that question, I thought it was going to be a roadrunner. Because when I think of running birds, you know, you think of the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner's feet like really fast and making smoke. But no, it is an ostrich. I would love to tell you about it. Ostriches are the fastest running birds in the world. Scientists have seen ostriches run continuously at speeds of 30 to 37 miles per hour and sprint up to 43 miles per hour with their long, strong legs. Ostriches can cover more than 10 feet in a single stride. So like one reach of like a step is 10 feet on some birds. That's like as tall as a basketball hoop is, I think. So if you think like, isn't that crazy? No wonder they can run so fast because they go so far each time. Question six, which bird is often considered a symbol of peace?
A dove.
It is a dove. I think of it as peace, like when I think about when Noah let the dove go and it brought back the olive branch so he knew that the land was growing back and the flood was over. And that's why I think of peace and doves.
That's actually what I was thinking too.
Yeah? Well, you got it right. So question seven, what is the name of the colorful exotic bird who befriends Carl and Russell in the movie Up?
Kevin.
Kevin! That is one of my favorite character names. And I love that Kevin is a girl.
Wait,
Kevin?
It is?
Yeah, remember Kevin has babies?
That's right.
Right. So Kevin's a girl. Great name. Russell and Doug and Kevin. Love it. Round number two. The category is desserts. Question one. What flavor is red velvet cake? Question two. If a dessert has been flambéed, what has been done to it? Question three. Tres leches cake contains three different types of what? Question four. What common dessert item can be made simply with butter, heavy cream, and sugar? Question five. Ben and Jerry's is a famous brand of what dessert item? Question six. If brownies are made without chocolate, they are known as what? Question seven. What is the most popular cookie flavor in the United States? And now the answers to round two. Question one, what flavor is red velvet cake?
Is it red?
The flavor is red?
Oh, the flavor. I was like, that's my color. I was like raspberry.
A red velvet cake is basically a chocolate cake with red food coloring and cream cheese frosting. They just add so much red food coloring, it turns the chocolate cake red. So, yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, there you go.
One time, me and Mom made red velvet cake, and we put all the wet ingredients in with the dry ingredients at the same time, and we stirred them all up, and it made it like waves of the cake, and it still tasted good, but it was cuckoo.
I love how you say we, and you included me in that. You made the cake, and it looked like it came out of the oven and it looked like if somebody cut open a stomach, it looked like intestines and I'll post a picture of it if I remember, but it was the most unique cake I had ever seen. I was like, Ren, how did you even do this? She's like, I don't know. Question two, if a dessert has been flambéed, what has been done to it?
I don't know.
It was started on fire. Have you ever seen, I've never gotten a dessert that has been flambéed, but I've seen it at restaurants where they bring it to your table and it's on fire and then they blow it out and you eat it. But I think it doesn't have to be on fire when they bring it to the table. Flambé is just like when you use fire to, cook the top a little bit. Question three, tres leches cake contains three different types of what?
Leches.
What is leches?
I don't know.
What is leche? It's a Spanish word.
flavors?
It is milk. Tres, meaning three. Leche is milk. So there's three different types of milk in a tres leches cake. Typically whole milk, condensed milk, and evaporated milk. Have you heard of that kind of cake before?
Yes, but I didn't know that it was made out of milk, first of all. Second of all, I didn't know there was a such thing called evaporated milk that you fetch.
Yeah, it comes in a can. Question four. What common dessert item can be made simply with butter, heavy cream, and sugar?
You're looking at me like, you should know this. Frosting?
That's a good guess. The answer is caramel. You were close. So caramel seems very easy to make, right? Three ingredients, a cakewalk, right? But I think you have to be very careful when you make caramel because it can burn really easily and ruin it. So,
yeah, when we were watching Holiday Baking Championship or just Baking Championship, these people, and they had to incorporate caramel, but they couldn't use caramel from the pantry, so they had to make it. And like 4 people burnt it, and one person got it, like, perfect.
Yeah, caramel's tricky, even with the little ingredients it has. Question five. Ben & Jerry's is a famous brand of what type of dessert?
I'm just saying this because I want this right now. Macarons.
Macarons. That's a wild guess. The answer is ice cream.
Oh.
You've never heard of Ben & Jerry's ice cream? It has very unique flavor combinations and like unique things in it. My favorite Ben & Jerry's is in the flavor graveyard, meaning they don't make it anymore. It's called Oatmeal Cookie Chunk. And it was cinnamon ice cream with oatmeal cookie pieces. Oh, so good. But
sounds good.
Not available anymore, Ben & Jerry's. You can bring it back just for me, please. You can call it Casey's
favorite.
Chunky favorite. Question five. If brownies are made without chocolate, they are called what?
Don't tell me coming up with one.
They make them all the time on the baking shows we watch. We don't make them at home, but they make them all the time. They are called blondies.
That's a blondie?
Yeah. A brownie is one with chocolate. A blondie is one without chocolate or with white chocolate or something. So
I was thinking like gluten-free brownies or something. Well, but then I thought that they probably have milk in it.
Did you know that white chocolate is not really a chocolate at all? Yeah, it's like butter and sugar. No chocolate in white chocolate. So why do they call it chocolate? I don't know.
You just ruined that.
Did I just blow your mind?
I don't like butter.
Question seven. What is the most popular cookie flavor in the United States?
Chocolate chip,
obviously, is the answer. Is that your favorite type of cookie?
Yes.
Yeah? I don't know what my favorite is. I do like cookies. I like white chocolate macadamia nut ones. Those might be my favorite.
I'm not a big fan of macadamia.
Yeah, you don't like nuts.
Or any nut.
Yeah. But all cookies, good. Chocolate chip, probably the best. Round number three. The category is national parks. Question one. Which national park is home to the famous Old Faithful Geyser? Question two. Denali National Park contains the highest peak in North America. In what state is Denali National Park located? Question three. Which national park is located in the Appalachian Mountains and features the highest peak east of the Mississippi River, Clingman's Dome? Question four. Which national park is located in California and contains the lowest point in North America, Badwater Basin? Question five. Which national park is also located in California and is home to the largest living tree on Earth, the General Sherman Tree? Question six. Crater Lake National Park contains the deepest lake in America. What state is Crater Lake National Park located in? Question 7. Which is the only state in the United States that does not have a national park? And now the answers to round 3. Question 1. Which national park is home to the famous geyser Old Faithful?
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone is the answer. Old Faithful erupts, I don't know, every day, I think, or maybe multiple times a day. But don't get too close to it because Old Faithful is like 1 billion degrees. The water in Old Faithful comes straight out of the Earth's core. So it is hot, hot, hot. Question 2. Denali National Park contains the highest point in North America. Which state is Denali National Park located?
Colorado.
It's in Alaska.
I just had a theme song running through my head. It was the Molly of Denali.
And where does Molly of Denali live? Alaska. Yep. Question 3. Which national park is located in the Appalachian Mountains and features the highest peak east of the Mississippi River, Clingman's Dome?
I don't know.
We've never been here. The Great Smoky Mountain National Park. I would love to go. Do you remember when we had a category specifically about Great Smoky Mountains and they're famous for their 30 different species of salamanders? I love salamanders. I'd love to go see them.
I'd love anything that has 4 legs and can walk.
Oh, it's always back to pets, isn't it, Ren?
I have a fish, which does not have 4 legs, nor can walk.
We know. Question 4. Which national park is located in California and is home to the lowest point in North America? Badwater Basin.
You're unlucky that I know this.
It went out the side of your head.
I had it in my brain, because right when you said it, I was like, oh, I know this one. I was like, where did it go?
So when you think of Badwater Basin, what national park would you think of? Death Valley National Park. So Death Valley is...
That's when we been to Death Valley?
No. Death Valley is in California and maybe parts of Nevada. But it is hot, 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 hot. And I don't know. Badwater Basin sounds pretty... not desirable to go to.
So it's pretty like there is not good.
Right. Don't drink the water in Badwater Basin. Question 5. Which national park is also located in California and is home to the largest living tree on Earth named the General Sherman Tree?
The Sequoia Tree.
Sequoia National Park. You're right. Yes, it is a Sequoia Tree. Question 6. Crater Lake National Park contains the deepest lake in America. What state is Crater Lake National Park located?
It's in the United States. That's all I know.
It is in Oregon.
I knew that.
So we've never been there. I've been to Oregon, but never Crater Lake. But I've seen a picture and it's beautiful. Mountains and trees and a big mountainous lake. Very nice. Put it on our to-do list for traveling. Question 7. Which state is the only state in the United States that does not have a national park?
Delaware.
How did you know that? It is Delaware.
We learned that last year in social studies.
Huh. It reminds me always, parents who have seen Wayne's World, in the Wayne's World movie, they're like, hi, I'm in Delaware. I am sure Delaware is great, though. So any of our listeners from Delaware, we're not putting you down at all. We'd love to visit. I'm sure it has amazing things besides national parks.
Yeah.
Round number 4. The category is fast food slogans. Question 1. Finger lickin' good. Question 2. Eat fresh. Question 3. Better ingredients, better pizza. Question 4. We have the meats. Question 5. Hot eats, cool treats. Question 6. Think outside the bun. Question 7. Pizza, pizza. And now the answers to round 4. This is going to be a fun one. Question 1. Finger licking good.
Chick-fil-A?
Oh, finger licking good is from KFC. You were right that it was a chicken place, but Kentucky Fried Chicken, not Chick-fil-A. Question 2. Eat fresh.
Pandora or whatever.
Panera?
Panera.
Subway, eat fresh.
I am not good at these.
Question 3. Better ingredients, better pizza.
Is this Panera now?
Papa John's. We don't have a Papa John's, but we've seen those commercials. Papa John's pizza comes with a side of melted garlic butter to dip your pizza in. Oh, man. Probably not the healthiest option, but it sure is a delicious choice. You'll get this one. Question 4. We have the meats.
Arby's.
Arby's. We have the meats. Question 5. Hot eats, cool treats.
Culver's?
Hot eats, cool treats is Dairy Queen. Similar. I feel like you're on the right track with most of your answers, but not quite the right one. Question 6. Think outside the bun. And then it makes like a thung bell noise.
I do not know.
Well, when I said it makes a bell noise, that should have given it away. Taco Bell is the answer. Question 7. Pizza, pizza.
Pizza. Little Caesars.
Little Caesars. Pizza, pizza. And it's like a little guy with like pizzas on a stick. And then he flips them around.
Like on a staff.
Yeah.
Like a spear.
Oh, a spear. That's what it is. Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Round number 5. The category is sports. Question 1. The first game of what new professional sport happened in Toronto on January 1st, 2024? Question 2. What sport consists of players using sticks with webbed baskets to carry the ball down the field to shoot into the opposing team's net? Question 3. What Major League Baseball team has the most World Series wins? Question 4. What is the term for a skateboarder who rides with their right foot at the front of the board and pushes with their left foot? Question 5. In hockey, what is it called when at least one opposing player is in the penalty box and the other team has an advantage with more players on the ice? Question 6. If someone is an equestrian, what sport do they participate in? Question 7. In what sport would you use terms like bottom bouncing, drag, jig, and slack? And now the answers to round number 5, question 1. The first game of what new professional sport happened in Toronto on January 1st, 2024?
I feel like it's going to involve snow or ice for some reason. Does it?
I can't tell you.
I don't know.
Professional women's hockey.
It doesn't cost soda.
It is about time. The 2023-2024 Professional Women's Hockey League season is the first season of operation, and they began play on January 1st, 2024, this year. Six teams are competing, and they are located in Montreal, Toronto, New York, Boston, Ottawa, and Minneapolis, St. Paul. Yes, you go, women's hockey. It is about time that we have a professional women's hockey league. I love that. Question two, what sport consists of players using sticks with webbed baskets to carry the ball down the field to shoot in the opposing team's net?
Thank you, Ethan. Lacrosse.
I knew you knew it. It is lacrosse, and your cousin Ethan plays it, so. Question three, what Major League Baseball team has the most World Series wins?
Isn't it the New York something? The New York, Yankees.
Yes, it is the New York Yankees. Very good. The Yankees have won the most World Series with a total of 27. The Yankees also have the most consecutive World Series wins, meaning wins in a row, with five in a row from 1949 to 1953. The Yankees, they're just always good. They just are. Question four, what is the term for a skateboarder who rides with their right foot in the front of the board and pushes with their left foot? The answer is goofy foot. So if you ride with your left foot in the front and push with your right, you're regular footed. And if you ride with your right foot and push with your left, you're goofy footed. It works with snowboarding too. I think if you have one boot in a certain way, that you're goofy or regular. So yeah, it's just what they call it. Question five. What is it called in hockey when at least one opposing player is in the penalty box and the other team has the advantage with more players on the ice?
I have never watched hockey.
You've probably never watched hockey. This is called a power play. So what happens is one of the people on one of the teams gets a penalty. And it can be a major penalty, which would be worth like 5 minutes, or a minor penalty, which would be worth 2 minutes. And you got to go sit in the penalty box because you were naughty. And you can't get replaced. They can't be like, all right, Ren's in the penalty box. Bring on Hadley to take your place. No, no. So that's really exciting as a fan because you're like, we have more players. We're going to score. So anyway, power plays are cool. Question six. If someone is an equestrian, what sport do they compete in?
Thank you, my Switch. Thank you. It is definitely horse riding.
It is definitely horse riding. You knew from the Switch?
There's one game on Mario and Sonic in the Olympic Games that is called, that's equestrian. And me and Brooks love it. So I play it a lot.
Yeah, you have to jump over hurdles and stuff. Yeah. I've played it too. Hard. Yeah, it is hard. Question seven, in what sport would you use terms like bottom bouncing, drag, jig, and slack?
Dancing.
The answer is fishing.
Oh, jig. Oh, my word. I thought of jig as a dance move. And I was like,
I could see that. All right. Let me tell you what those words mean. Bottom bouncing is a type of trolling where the rod is jigged as the boat moves forward to bounce the sinker off the bottom and thus keeping the lure very close to the bottom. Drag is the part of the reel that allows the fish to pull out the line. A jig is the term used to describe a number of different types of lures, and slack is when your fishing line is loose. But we fish with jigs a lot, especially when we fish at Great Grandpa's pond, because we just catch little fish with little, like, plastic jigs.
But remember when I caught that giant fish, and they didn't even know it was in there, and it was, like, this big.
It was a big fish, and would you touch it?
Nope.
Wouldn't touch it.
I have a picture of my dad holding it, like, of my dad holding it like this, and then me.
Off to the side. Yep. Somebody was holding the fish and Ren was just standing next to it. She wouldn't touch it. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question one, in hockey, what is it called when at least one opposing player is in the penalty box and the other team has the advantage with more players on the ice?
Power play.
Question two, if a dessert is flambéed, what has been done to it?
It was started on fire.
Question 3. Which national park is located in California and is home to the lowest point in North America, Badwater Basin?
Death Valley National Park.
Question 4. What is the term for a skateboarder who rides with their right foot in the front of the board and pushes with their left foot?
Goofy-footed.
Question 5. A cygnet is the name of a baby what?
Swan.
Question 6. What type of bird is the fastest runner on land?
An ostrich.
Question 7. Crater Lake National Park contains the deepest lake in America. What state is Crater Lake National Park located?
Oregon.
And that's it. Here come your shout outs. Birds comes from listener Murray.
Thank you, Murray.
Ice cream comes from Forrest.
Thank you, Forrest.
Cookies comes from Jaya.
Thank you, Jaya.
National parks comes from Noel.
Thank you, Noel. Fast food chains comes from Lily.
Thanks, Lily. Hockey comes from Mac.
Thank you, Mac.
Women's hockey comes from Marley.
Thank you, Marley. Lacrosse comes from Nathan.
Thanks, Nathan. Skateboarding comes from Wyatt.
Thank you, Wyatt. Baseball comes from Logan.
Hey, thanks, Logan. Horse riding comes from Bonnie.
Thank you, Bonnie. And fishing comes from Price.
Thanks, Price. Cool name, dude. All right. We've got some birthdays to celebrate for our Patreon subscribers. First birthday, happy birthday to listener Indigo, who turns 9. Happy birthday, Indigo.
Happy birthday, Indigo.
Next birthday, we have an 8-year-old. Her name is Aria. Happy birthday, Aria. Yeah. And lastly, Lucas turns 11. He's almost your age. You're almost 11. Happy birthday, Lucas.
Happy birthday.
And here's your song. Have a happy birthday. Here is your song. I'm making it up as I go along. We appreciate you. We hope you have a great day. You are awesome. So happy birthday. Hey, I just made that up. I don't know if it was good or not. It was just, it was like a rapper. It was like a rapper who just is spewing words. I'm just making up birthday songs.
But I did.
I don't know her. I did see that. You do too, know me.
No.
All right. And here is your conversation starter. What is your favorite dessert?
My grandma makes this really good, like, it's like an ice cream bar with like Andes mints on the top and like chocolate ice cream on the bottom.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It is a peppermint ice cream dessert she makes at Christmas, and it has Oreos on the bottom, peppermint ice cream, and then whipped cream and Andes mints. It is a good one. And candy canes, crushed up candy canes in the ice cream too. I like that one. That's a good one. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening. Yeah. Happy 104. Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.